Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got something for you.
Oh, is that right?
So we always talk about how expensive things have gotten. I know you were at Costco yesterday.
I was.
Spent $4,000. I know your big thing on the weekends is going out.
I like to go out to dinner, sure.
So there's someone that's right in line with you now in terms of what it costs.
Oh.
Kayvon Thibodeau.
Oh, it's the New York Giants.
Of the Giants. I guess, I don't know if he's been cooking around the Giant facility. I'm not sure, but he was asked about it yesterday.
How you guys doing? You know, I've been cooking, man. These restaurants are getting expensive.
Yes, they are. How about that?
He's right.
He's very right.
These restaurants are getting expensive. You got to learn how to cook some things. You should know how to cook just, you know, even if it's just a handful of things.
Yeah, you got. You know, I mean, you don't want to go out every night. You go out every night. You're spending your paycheck.
Yeah, but when you do nothing else like me, you have to go out some.
Well, that's your two times a week.
Yes. Yeah,
or three.
Friday night, Saturday night, probably a lunch in there as well somewhere. But Monday through Thursday, well, actually Sunday through Thursday. I try to keep it. You got to cook at home.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it healthy. Me and Kayvon Thibodeau.
There
keep it
go.
Healthy and keep it cheaper.
And cheaper.
Oh, supermarkets ain't so
no
cheap either these days.
You a coupon guy?
I'll do a digital coupon. Like if I'm in the Stop and Shop and it says like these the blueberries $2 for $3.
Well, you just scan your
coupon.
Card.
Yeah, then I'll like
that. Yeah, that's fine.
I'll do digital.
I meant,
coupon.
Are you clipping coupons?
No. The other thing I'll do is if the product has a coupon on it, save $1 now, I peel that right off and I will save that. But I'm not clipping coupons.
All right.
Remember, didn't people used to save when we used to get the newspapers
Dove.
Over here? Dove, all the coupon booklets from the Sunday papers from Dove. I mean, you could save a lot of money. I used to watch those coupon shows on TV where people would like...
They'd pay them.
They'd have a carriage full of ketchup and it'd cost them 3 cents.
Yeah. Do what you got to do.
Yeah. Weird story about a Pittsburgh Pirate prospect, Jerry. Pittsburgh Pirates prospect. His name is Travis Swaggerty.
Okay.
He revealed his wife is dealing with a rare blood disease.
Oh, no.
Which she got after getting attacked by a raccoon.
Oh.
What?
That's not good.
I didn't know raccoons could give you a rare blood disease.
Neither did I.
I know they
scraped her, I guess, huh?
I know in New Jersey they live in the sewers.
Yeah.
Most animals live in the woods. Raccoons, for whatever reason, love a sewer.
I know the raccoon that lives in my backyard lives in a tree.
Do not let it bite you.
I'm not going
or
to.
Or you will get a rare blood disease.
Yeah, that's not good.
Unbelievable. And prior to this getting attacked by a raccoon, Jerry, she had some sort of cancer. This woman's got a string of bad luck.
Boy, it's terrible.
Cancer and getting attacked by a raccoon.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, you got to be careful, Jerry. You got that raccoon that's hanging out by, wasn't it in your garbage can at one day? And you thought it was dead?
Yeah.
And you called animal control and they kicked it over and it ran out?
Correct. And they were so calm about it. They're like, oh, he'll just run that way. Well, what if he runs at you?
Yeah.
He won't. Okay.
I feel like raccoons are the most rabid animals. Like whenever something is rabid, it's always a raccoon.
I will tell you, some of these images, not great.
About a raccoon attack?
I mean, how about this? 95-year-old Toronto woman on morning walk withstands raccoon attack. You're 95. You've made it this long. You got to get attacked by a raccoon as you're just doing your morning walk? Come on.
Hey, raccoons, pick on somebody your own size.
And that was just in March.
Come at me, raccoons. I'm a man. I can handle it.
Well, there's a lot of raccoon attacks.
I know.
When you Google that.
when I see a raccoon, Jerry, I spin it around and head the other direction.
Holy cow.
I remember when I was living in Colonia, New Jersey, and the raccoons lived in our sewers. If I was coming back home from a day of, playing sports, as I did, and I'd be walking back home up my block, if I saw a raccoon's eyes in the sewer, I went a long way around.
You don't want a thing running at you?
No.
No, thank you.
And those raccoons that live in the sewers, they're fat because they're getting fat eating all of our waste.
Ugh. All right. It's disgusting, dude. What is wrong with you?
Well, what else is down there in the sewers?
I don't know. I've never been in the sewer. I have no idea.
You got to get down there and explore,
Jerry. I don't want to get down there and explore. No, thank you.
You've got to go down and see what's going on in these in the raccoon world.
Was it Andy Dufresne? He had to crawl through it.
Who's that?
From Shawshank.
Oh, Shawshank Redemption. He crawled through that's how he escaped?
Did you not see the movie?
I don't think I ever saw that.
Come on, man.
I know about it. I don't think I ever saw it.
You never saw Shawshank Redemption? Come on.
I don't think so.
You were in Sancho Ravine, you never went to see the movie?
No.
Wow. I never saw it either.
You don't shock me. All you do is watch TV.
I know. I don't like movies, though, which is weird. I like TV shows.
Okay.
I don't know. I know I've seen parts of it because it's been on TV for years and years.
And Morgan Freeman, nothing?
Yeah.
Didn't do it for you.
I know about it. And I probably would enjoy it. If I actually sat down and watched the whole thing.
I actually think you would enjoy it.
So he crawled through a sewer to escape prison?
Yeah, he had to get through the sewer system, basically, to get out and be free after he carved his way through the wall.
Were there raccoons down there in the movie?
I don't know, but they would show you him vomiting relentlessly.
Really? Because of the stank?
It was the sewer system.
Oh, man, the sewers.
And he was crawling through it for, miles.
The sewers here in New York got to be filled with rats, right?
What do you think? Our streets are filled with rats. You don't think the sewers are? Oh, my God.
It's probably no raccoons, though, in New York City.
I hope not. But then again,
possum.
Would you be shocked?
That whole sewer system, man, it's got to be, possum, rats, raccoons.
Oof.
The sewer-dwelling animals.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
I'll pass.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you nervous at all about this Aaron Rodgers situation, Jerry?
No.
I am.
Oh, shut up.
He's still limited with that calf injury from last week.
Oh, God. It's June 1st.
This is going to come back to haunt us
this
year.
No, it's not.
I know it is.
No, it's not.
This is going to be a Mets pitcher situation.
Stop it. He's going to be out there practicing today.
Vibes.
He's supposed to be on the field today. He was in Broadway last night. Or on Broadway with Uzama and two other guys. I think they saw Wicked.
Wicked?
I think they saw Wicked.
What is wrong with these guys, Jerry?
Hold on. I'm going to check. I'm surprised you didn't see that.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with Aaron Rodgers and his tour of New York City.
He is loving it. Let's see. Aaron Rodgers, Broadway. Yeah, Wicked.
Wicked?
Yep. Went last night.
What's that about? The Wizard of Oz witch?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah, it's an alternate take on.
Alternate take on the Wizard of Oz witch. Yeah, I don't go to Broadway either, Jerry.
Yeah, not for me. Not for me.
We're men, Jerry. Men don't go to Broadway.
I want to find the thing that Eddie should have gone to. The Star Wars strip thing.
Star Wars strippers?
The Empire Strips Back.
Yeah, Star Wars Strips Back.
Now that's what men go to,
you're right,
Jerry.
Empire Strips Back.
The Empire Strips Back.
The burlesque parody.
Yeah.
Would you have interest in that or no?
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
It does.
You won't go, though.
I did bring it up to the wife, and it's on the table.
Well, you better hurry up. I think it's over soon.
What is burlesque?
Maybe not.
Is that stripping or
not exactly? It's sort of like, if you want to call it like classy strip. They hold like big fans or stuff over their.
So you don't see nipples.
Right. I mean, one or two, you might get a quick peek of something.
Okay.
This video's got Yoda looking at the stormtroopers in thongs.
The stormtroopers are in thongs?
The stormtroopers, it looks like they've got some gear up top and then not much on the bottom.
Aaron Rodgers got to take his guys out to see that.
This looks hilarious.
The Empire Strips Back. Where is it playing, Jerry?
Let's see here.
At the Wilburn Theater.
Now open in New York. It does not say. I have to find it for you. I will find it for you.
That's going to go on tour. I got to see that in Red Bank, New Jersey.
You know what the stormtroopers look like? They look like that lingerie football league.
Oh, yes.
They've got the stormtrooper helmet on. It looks like a half shirt to cover their boobs in white, and then thongs.
Thongs. All right.
And some have cheekinis.
You think George Lucas had to approve that?
I don't know. It's at the Orpheum Theater.
Orpheum.
Yeah. How much do you think tickets are? I'm kind of into this. This looks fun.
I bet you're $80. I would say $80 a ticket.
All right, so I'll put in for this week.
Yeah, put in for this week. Right. Me, you, and Eddie, we're gonna go see the Empire Strips Back.
Not like this would ever happen. 9:30 Friday night. I know.
Sleep,
right?
Harry.
There's not a chance.
No.
Okay, they are. You can get it for $67.
All right. Very reasonable.
Yeah, not too
bad. I bet you Wicked cost Aaron Rodgers a lot more than that.
And that includes the fees.
Yeah.
The $67. So it's $67.
Perfect.
Now, if you want to sit close, you got to sit close, though, don't
you? Yeah,
you
got to be very close, Jerry.
I would think you want to be close. Now you're talking how much?
$110.
Not bad.
Still reasonable.
I mean, how much you spent on Bruce?
$500.
And Bruce ain't showing you his butt cheeks.
No, he's not. Nor is he in lingerie at all.
No, right, exactly. That's the most expensive price, and it's a small theater, too.
Right, you're up. Even the bad seats are good, Jerry.
I would say the bad seats are
at
still
the Orpheum.
Good. Orpheum. Yes. This is if I would go to this. It looks fun.
By the way, bettors, you know, people who bet on sports, Jerry, we call them bettors.
I've heard of them.
Bettors are really loving Lions +6.5 at the Chiefs.
Who's betting on week one of the NFL
saying,
right now?
It's already being bet on.
Oh, my God.
6.5 point, they're getting 6.5 points.
Okay.
I don't like that bet. I would.
Where
take
is
the
that
Chiefs.
Game? In Kansas City? Yeah, I don't like that bet either.
It's only a touchdown.
If that game, exactly. That's the funny thing when we pick these games.
Yeah.
Oof, I don't know, man.
Six and a half's a lot.
Given 8 points, that's a big spread. Meantime, if you win the game 35-21, 35-24, it's just a normal game.
Yeah.
They cover the spread.
They cover the spread, right.
We get nuts over that.
It's a touchdown, an extra point.
Yeah, not much.
You tell me the Chiefs aren't a touchdown better than the Lions?
Especially,
of course they are.
Especially in Kansas City.
Correct.
So how much you put on it?
Well, I'm not betting that. Who knows? What if something happened? What if Patrick Mahomes has a calf injury before that game? I got to be careful. You can't bet that now.
And
Jerry
might miss an OTA.
Yeah, he might miss an OTA in June. Then what happens?
Aaron Rodgers will be there week one healthy.
Healthy? I know healthy. He'll be there healthy, but will the calf at some
Well, if he's healthy, that means we'll see. He's 40.
Point.
These things happen. Although they never happened to Brady. Brady played it, right? Can you think of a game? Maybe he did miss, but I don't remember with the Bucs.
No.
Latter years of the Patriots, I feel like he played every week.
I feel like the only time he missed games was in that opening game against the Chiefs years and years ago when he got hurt for the season, when Matt Castle came in.
And when he was suspended.
And when that's funny. I forget about Tom Brady, the golden boy of the NFL, got a suspension.
For deflating a ball. So stupid. All right, we had a quick break. We get out of here. We'll get your Boomer and Geo in just a couple of moments. But first, an Odyssey Sports Minute from Amy Lawrence.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
I got a couple more minutes before we get you to Boomer and Geo. What'd you say for the end, Al?
Well, we got a Mets Day game today, Jerry.
110.
110 with Taijuan Walker on the hill for the Phillies.
So that means at 4 o'clock you'll realize another game you didn't watch.
Now, he did say he's going to be emotional.
He liked it here.
I guess so.
But then he went to the hated Phillies.
Yeah, I like Taijuan Walker when he was here.
He was good when he was here.
He was like a very solid consistent pitcher for the
most
part.
That's the word. He was consistent.
He was consistent.
I agree.
Why would we get rid of him?
The world lacks a lot of consistency.
Yes. Well, we got rid of him because we got those two old dudes instead.
And the Phillies gave him a lot of money.
Oh. Max Scherzer's pitching, though, for the Mets, Jerry.
Nice.
He better shoot it.
That would be good. That would be, you know what? It'd be good to see them go out and get a sweep.
Oh, man.
And feel good about themselves again now.
Unlike the Yankees, Jerry, who were sweepless in Seattle.
All right, again, with the sweep, this nonsense.
Who was that dude again? Kevin Decker?
Dexter.
Dexter.
Yes, he lives, he's from Sancho Ravine.
Oh, I heard a beautiful out there where the Yankees are going to be.
By the way, the Mets have the Blue Jays this weekend.
I did see that, too.
So
I hate the Blue Jays.
I think Chris Bassett is pitching tomorrow night.
Oh, is that
so
right?
You get Taijuan Walker today and then Bassett tomorrow night.
No break? They go right to the Blue Jays?
Yeah, they play every day.
My gosh.
You get a day off once in a while.
No, the Yankees got a day off before they go to Sancho Ravine.
You're such an idiot.
By the way, did you see, I guess the news came out that Al Pacino was indeed surprised, Jerry, that his 29-year-old... hottie girlfriend is pregnant.
He didn't think it still worked.
He did not think it was still working.
Those guys still swim.
He thought he was shooting blanks, as they say. But
did he say that?
No.
Oh.
I inferred that.
Okay. I mean.
I said that.
If the thing still works.
Yeah.
Why would you not think that could happen?
I love when people, even young people, be like, it was only one time. Yeah, that's what it.
That's all it takes sometimes.
Not a cumulative effect.
Some of us, it might take 100 times, 1,000 times. Others, once. One and done.
Like, it seems like people that don't want babies get babies.
And a lot of them.
And then people that want babies have a hard time getting babies.
That is very true. The sad reality.
Yeah. Why is that? I thought nature was supposed to work that those who should have babies get babies.
No, it doesn't really work that way.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.